It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and someone would pray for you and your needs. We are studying the healing ministry. And we study the healing ministry of Jesus Christ, healing ministry of St. Peter, healing ministry of St. Paul, and healing ministry of Philip the Evangelist. So we finished all the healing ministry of the New Testament ministry. That doesn't mean the healing ministry is over. Because St. John chapter 14 verse 12, Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "Whatever the miracle I did, you do also, and you do greater than what I did." So that means that is not only for Peter and apostles, but that is for everyone. And Jesus Christ says, "All authority and all power is given unto me." And then he said, "Go to all over the world and make them my disciples." And he said, "I'll be with you always." Book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever." He's unchangeable God. Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, Jesus says, "I was dead, but I am alive forevermore." From that we know Jesus Christ is here. And not only that, we learn in St. John chapter 14 verse 23, he says, "If you believe in my word, then you believe in my Father, and my Father loves you." And Jesus says, "I love you, and I will come back, and I will bring my Father with me, and I will make our home in you." From that we know we are not alone. God the Father, God the Son is with us. So today I'm going to tell you what's happening in this 21st century. I'm going to start from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Each and every miracle what God has done. And as I tell you each and every healing, and if you have that same problem, then you identify or you say, "If God did it for somebody, He can do it for me." And then we can pray and people will be start healing today. Because God's healing ministry is not finished. It will be there until Christ comes. So I'm encouraging you, listen to this program. Call somebody to listen to this program. And if there is someone sick and afflicted, tell them to watch this program. What I'm going to do when this program is over, I'm going to make the DVDs and CD available for you. And then you can call or send the email and get these DVDs or CDs, play in the hospital, nursing home, in your house, or give it to somebody who needs healing. Because people are sick. There are so many people sick around the world. And medicine is very expensive. And some places there is no medicine they can get. Now I'm going to start from the head to toe. What God did in my ministry, or God gave me grace to pray for others. So now I'm going to start from the head. Now we have the hair. Now many people have hair problem. Some people are bald headed. Some people have a skin problem in their head. Some people have some kind of boils on their head and they cannot grow their hair and so many other problems. I prayed for many people to grow their hair, and without the medicine, God gave them long hair. Today they are advertising about the medicine you can use or some kind of formula you can use and you can grow your hair. But somebody might be listening to me around the world and they may not have those kind of medicine and not have money. There was one lady, young lady, she gave me the testimony. She said, I had a short hair, so she said, I talked to my mom, and my mom said, oh, no problem, you can get those false hair and braid it to your hair, and it will be long hair, and nobody will know that you have a short hair. Then this young lady said to her mother, Mommy, do you know, Bible says, each and every hair is counted by God. So if I take the false hair, then my count will be wrong. So when I heard that story, I said, I'm going to pray for you. When I prayed for her for long hair, and if you want proof, I took a picture when she had a long hair. Her hair grew up to her almost ankle bones. So God does miracles, and He can grow your hair. He can give you a good set of hairs, hair if you pray. So I'll be praying for you and your problems. I prayed for people who had the skull problem, who had the skin problem on their head, and they got healed. Now we are going to talk about the head. Many people have migraine headache, and sometimes there is no medicine, and people take medicine, doesn't work. One man came to me that was in India called Kambe, and he was listening to my message when I was preaching about Jesus Christ. And when I gave the altar call, he came running and jumped to the platform, and then he said, I have a testimony. I gave him the microphone. He started saying, there was somebody beating the drum in my head for 13 years, and I had the migraine headache, and while I was listening about Jesus Christ, my headache is gone. Please pray that that headache should not come back. And I prayed for him, and so you can imagine, 13 years this man suffered, but God healed him instantly. There is another example I can give to you. I was in Russia, and there was a one roommate in my hotel. This man got a migraine headache. We had a very hot temperature outside. So he came and took a shower a couple of times. He washed his hair with the head with the cold water. And I was sitting and watching, and he said, are you minister? I said, yes, sir. Why don't you pray for me? I said, you didn't ask for me. So he said, please pray. I said, can I touch your forehead? He said, yes. I touched his forehead. I prayed for him in the name of Jesus, and instantly his headache stopped. He was from Georgia, and he told many of his friends how God healed his headache. So God can heal your migraine headache. You might be taking medicine, and sometimes that medicine might be not doing any good to you. God can touch you and heal you as I'm speaking. There is another thing, example I would like to give. I went to Norristown, that is in Pennsylvania, Norristown, and there I was praying for people. One lady told me, could you please pray for my daughter? Just lay hand and pray. I didn't ask her what her problem was. The girl was 8 years old. I prayed for her, and I left. Later on, maybe a year or two, when I went to the same church, lady came to me and she brought this little girl, and she said, you prayed for her last time when you came. She had a brain damage. She could not do anything. Today she is in school and having good grades. So what I'm trying to say, if you have any migraine headache, any problem in your brain, maybe cancer or tumor or whatever it is, God is going to heal you right now. So God is the miracle working God. He can heal any part of your head. Now we are going to talk about the eyes. There are so many eye diseases. I prayed for people who had the eye problem, their blood in their eyes, and one person came when I was having a meeting. He came and he said, my eyeball is going round and round. I never saw that kind of disease. But when I laid hand and prayed for in the name of Jesus, and his eyeballs completely stopped, and he was able to hear and see, and then he gave the testimony, and people started lining up And I was praying for people there for 6 to 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock. And police, four Jeep police came and they were surrounding us in that ground and asking everybody, are you really healed? Because this was a Hindu ground and all people were Hindu. But God did miracles and I saw that person's eye got healed. Now, there are so many other people I prayed. They were blind, literally blind. But I don't have time to tell you every blind person's story. But one man was beggar. I already told you if you were listening to the program. And he was sitting there for many months or years and blind. God told me to pray for him. It's a long story. I talked to the man. I prayed for him. And instantly, God healed him. And he was able to jump and shout, I can see, I can see. So point I'm making, if the blood in your eyes or eye disease or blindness or any other disease, God can heal right now. So just believe that God is a healer and he'll start healing your eyes right now as you see and watch this program. Now we talk about ears. There are so many people have problem, ear problem, eardrum problems, or some kind of meningitis or pus or blood coming from their ears, and I prayed those kind of people and God healed them. Some of the deaf people God healed. So there is nothing impossible with God. Do you have any problem in your ear or you lost your hearing? And today there are so many hearing aids and they are very expensive. But Jesus Christ can heal you without any hearing aids. He can touch you and heal you. Just other day one lady came and said, please pray for me. I just touched her and prayed for her and said, wow, I can hear. So many deaf people I prayed and God healed them. He is healing you right now and you just receive your healing. Now we are talking about the face. Some people have jaw problem, so much pain, they cannot open their mouth and terrible pain. One man had a jaw problem. He went to New Jersey and there was a healer came and he didn't get healed. So he came back and his wife said, call Pastor Peter. So he called me and I said, sir, Jesus Christ is there wherever you are in your room. Just put your hand on there and let me pray. And I prayed and instantly God healed him and he came to church and gave the testimony. Do you have a problem in your jaw, broken jaw or something like that? God can heal. Or some people have teeth problem. So broken teeth or painful teeth or a gum problem or a root canal problems. Other day one lady came and she said, Pastor Peter, my tooth is hurting. I'm afraid to go to doctor. Could you please pray that God can do miracle surgery? I prayed for her and she came following Sunday. She said that night the tooth fell on her mouth and she said, what is this? And she took it out and she said, that was the tooth bothering me. So point I'm making, God is concerned about your teeth, your gum, and each and every problem you have in your mouth. God can heal. Now we talk about tongue. Now there are so many people, their tongue gets swollen sometime because there's some kind of bites or insect bite or snake bite or some other things. And sometime you got a tongue cancer. And so the people cannot eat, cannot speak, cannot drink. And so those kind of people can be healed. I had one time my tongue got a problem and I showed to somebody, they said, oh, you have tongue cancer maybe. And so you had to go to doctor and get some treatment. I said, no, sir, God can heal me. Same time I had a convention, a special meeting. And so I had to go to that meeting and people start saying, how are you going to preach? I said, well, God will give me grace. When I went there, 27 days, I didn't eat anything. So I was very weak. So I went there, I said, Lord, there is a podium, I can lean on the podium and preach. They took the podium away and I was disappointed. I said, Lord, they took my podium away. He said, you want to lean on podium or you want to lean on me? I said, Lord, I'm sorry, I want to lean on you. Then I went to people were singing, and when the singing is finished, they introduced me and I went there and I said, praise the Lord. As soon as I say praise the Lord, my tongue completely swelling disappear, and I preach for 30 days continuously. So the point I'm making, there was a one man watching and he came running to me. He said, your face shining like an angel. What kind of vitamin you take? I said, sir, 27 days I did not eat anything. Look at my skin and bone. This is the power of God. The point I'm making, do you have a tongue problem? God can heal you right now. You just dedicate your tongue to Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, if I said any foul language, if I use this tongue for wrong reason, touch me, heal me, deliver me, and set me free. I will praise God and glorify God and testify and tell somebody about Jesus Christ. God can heal you right now, and healing process is already started. Now, let's talk about the neck. In the neck, sometimes some people get boils, sometimes get swelling, and they cannot even tie their necktie or tie the buttons of their shirt. There was a one young boy, 10 years old, and he had a swollen neck and there was a big boil. So I prayed in the name of Jesus and disappeared. But the devil gave me the same kind of boil next day, and I saw in his eyes saying, well, this will not go without a surgery, and start giving me these medical things. So I rebuked the demonic forces and that disappeared. So the point I'm making, if you have any problem in your neck or swollen neck or boil or tumor, God is healing you right now because there is a healing power available. Now let's talk about throat. So many people have a throat problem and some of them have throat cancer. I saw some people cannot talk, they can only whisper. But I prayed for the people who are not able to talk, only whisper, they are talking and praising God. And there was a man who had the cancer of the throat. He was not able to drink, he was not able to eat. I laid hand in the name of Jesus and prayed for him and gave him the 16 ounces of water in a glass. I said, just drink. He said, no, I can't. I said, well, I prayed for you, you are healed. And he drank and nothing happened. He said, wow, I have no pain. I said, go home and have a good dinner. And he did, and he testified that no more cancer and completely healed. That happened in India. This another person is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He was admitted in the Catholic hospital. When I went there to pray for him, he started crying. He said, I did not become a minister or the priest. That's why God gave me this cancer. I said, St. John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus has come to give you life and more abundant life. Jesus wants to heal you and your cancer will be gone. I prayed for him and I left. Next morning, his son called me. He says, my father is very sad and crying and weeping. Something happened. I said, what happened? He said, doctor came and gave him a bad report that his cancer is getting worse and spreading to other parts of his body. I said, if that report was done before I prayed or after? He says, before you prayed. I said, that means that report has nothing to do. Take your father for a checkup and then you call me. They went for checkup, no trace of cancer. The man came knocking at the door and said, I came here to testify there is no trace of cancer in my body. So if you have a throat problem, if you have swelling in your throat, or a cancer, or you cannot talk, or you cannot speak, or you have so much problem you cannot even breathe, dedicate your voice to God. Say, I'm going to speak about Jesus. I'm going to testify about Jesus. And God is going to heal you. He starts healing you right now. God is in healing business. He doesn't want anyone to get sick or afflicted. Devil is there to kill you, but Jesus is here to give you life. So now we talk about throat, and I believe I prayed for other people's throat and God healed them. Now, let's talk about the shoulders. There are so many people have shoulder pain. maybe broken shoulder, maybe arthritis, maybe some kind of disease, and they are suffering. People come to my church, they said, we cannot lift up my hands. I pray for their shoulders, put my hands on their shoulders and pray and say, lift up your hands. And they start doing it and completely healing. So if your shoulders are hurting, lift up your hands to God and lift up your hearts to God and start praising God and glorifying God. You will not have that problem if you use your hands to praise God. Now let's talk about the hand and fingers. Now there are people, I pray, there are broken hands and could not use their hands. And some people's hands were crooked and God healed them. And one lady came, her finger was like this. I prayed for her and right away finger became straight. So point I'm making, hand, wrist, fingers, fingernails, anything is bothering right now, just dedicate your hands to God. Say, Lord, I'm going to lift up my hand. I'm going to lift up the Bible. I'm going to use my finger to change the pages or read the Bible. God is healing you right now. Dedicate your hands to God and see what God can do for you. Now, let's talk about the heart. There are so many people come with a heart disease, different kinds of heart disease, different kinds of problems. And if you come to my church, there are so many people will testify how God healed their heart. So God is healing your heart. Invite Jesus Christ into your heart and say, Lord, I give my heart to you. And when you give your heart to Jesus, He will cleanse it, fix it, and make it properly for the glory of God. Now, let's talk about the lungs. Some people have lung problem, smoking, or some kind of damage. All kinds of sickness and disease in your lungs. God is healing your lungs. What I do when I pray for them, I say, take a deep breath three times. One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Spirit. And when we do it three times, and I say, now, feel it. And their lungs start healing and they get healed. So if you have lung problems, your heart problem, God can heal you. There is nothing impossible with God. So I already told you, we started from top of our head to up to our heart and lungs. Rest of the things we will be praying for the following programs. But let me pray for you. As I prayed for others, God wants to heal you. The Word of God says faith comes by hearing, hearing the Word of God. When this program is over, I'm going to make these CDs and DVD available to you. So when you give it to some people and they're listening and they identify their sickness, their disease, and they believe if God did it for somebody, He can do it for me. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pray for you right now. And we came to half of the body and rest of the organs and rest of the things, I'm going to talk to you in a following program. So let's pray. Put your hand on your body. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Only Jesus Christ can transform each and every part of your body. But first of all, if you give your heart to Jesus Christ and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior, please forgive all my sins, wash me with your precious blood, touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. I want to glorify you through my body. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, I believe each and every organ start functioning just by believing. I didn't pray for your healing yet, but once you give your life to God, that means your body, soul, spirit is belong to God. The Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 and 20, He said, I have purchased you with my own blood. So Jesus Christ has purchased you. So your body is the temple of the living God. And He says, glorify God through your body. So our body is belong to God. The word of God says in book of Romans chapter 12, he says, our body we should sacrifice to God as a living sacrifice. That is a reasonable service to God. So give your whole body to God. And if there is sickness and disease and problems, from your top of your head to the bottom of your feet, he's going to touch and heal. Now, you are sick, touch your body. If you are not sick and somebody is sick, touch their body. And let's pray together. And I believe they will be healed. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the listeners. If somebody has the hair problem, fix their hair. Somebody has the problem in their head, migraine headache, or tumor, or whatever, touch their head. If they have problem in their eyes, or bloody eyes, or some problem in their eyes, cannot see, touch their eyes. Somebody has a bleeding, a pus, or eardrum problem, touch them. If somebody has a jaw problem, touch them. Somebody has a neck problem, touch them. Somebody has shoulder problem, touch them. Somebody has a heart problem or lungs problem, touch them and heal them completely for the glory of God. We don't want anyone to sick and afflicted. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Just start praising God and say, I receive it. I receive it by faith. As soon as you receive it, you get it. So Jesus Christ started healing service or healing project in your body, and he is going to fix it completely. There is nothing impossible with God. Now the time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for his glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.